1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
News
app.
I'm Rena Roy. President Biden meeting with Israeli President Isaac Herzog at the White House the day after he agreed to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this year.
As I affirmed to Prime Minister Netanyahu yesterday, America's commitment to Israel is firm, and it is ironclad.
President Herzog will address a joint meeting of Congress tomorrow. Former President Donald Trump received a letter notifying him that he is a target in Special Counsel Jack Smith's probe into efforts to overturn the 2020 election. This likely means he will be indicted for a third time. The Pentagon believes a U.S. Army private is being detained by North Korea after crossing into North Korea voluntarily during a tour in South Korea. The Army private has been identified as 23-year-old Travis King. More than 70 million people in more than a dozen states are under heat alerts today in the U.S. Phoenix broke its record for the most days in a row above 110 degrees. This is ABC News. John Kerry in Beijing in an effort to mend relations.
The special climate envoy met with China's top diplomat, with both sides now at least calling for more communications to restore relations badly disrupted by disputes over trade and Taiwan.
We both know there are real differences, but we also know that from experience, we work at it, we can find the path ahead in ways that resolve these challenges.
Kerry's the third administration official in recent weeks to travel to China for meetings there after Secretary of State Blinken and Treasury Secretary Yellen didn't make much progress. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A Romanian court has extended house arrest for social media influencer Andrew Tate and his brother for another 30 days over sex trafficking charges. They're charged with rape, human trafficking, and forming a criminal gang to sexually exploit women. Today's decision comes a month after prosecutors formally indicted Tate and his brother, who deny the allegations. Rena Roy, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. A 16-year-old charged with first-degree reckless homicide will be tried in adult court. Authorities say 16-year-old Melia Sotelo is responsible for the overdose death of an 18-year-old last December after selling him what turned out to be fentanyl. She is also being called the largest drug dealer in Brown County schools. Yesterday, a judge rejected a request by defense attorneys to have the case moved to juvenile court. Green Bay is on a good roll, literally. Recently ranked America's best small town to live in, it also has the best drivers. That is according to Consumer Affairs. Their study used data from the Department of Transportation, including fatalities from drunk driving and speeding deaths. This is actually remarkable since Consumer Affairs also said Wisconsin is in the top five for worst roads. They can't give it away. Still no winner after last night's Powerball drawing, upping Wednesday's jackpot to $1 billion. That is some good scratch. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Sandwiches are the original fast food. What could be easier than spreading a bit of mustard on Country Hearts cracked wheat bread, then topping with smoked ham and cheddar, or maybe a peanut butter and strawberry jam on Kids' Choice whole grain white? So, on your way to the lake or park this summer, skip the drive-thru and pack a cooler with your favorite sandwiches instead. Country Hearts Breads, baking our best for you.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Oconomowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And before we do, have some good news. We have Brewer tickets. We have several more Brewer tickets to give away for Friday's game against the Atlanta Braves this Friday. Opening pitch, 7:10 p.m. Friday. And remember something, you know, you can listen to Brewer games live on Civic Media. Oshkosh Air support in the Fox Valley, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM. Of course, you can also listen on your computer. And also WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, home of my friend Todd Albo, great host here at the station, 107 FM, 1450 AM. So this Friday, 7:10 p.m. Atlanta Braves. These are the best seats in the house, I got to say. You see, you're right there. You think the pitch is going to hit you. Come right down the pipe. You'll see some great, great baseball. A lot to talk about. A lot of breaking news. A lot of history was just made this afternoon that people will talk about and write about for centuries. And you were right in the middle of it. We're going to lead with this. Donald Trump got a target letter from Jack Smith, special prosecutor, target letter. Target letter came in on Sunday night. He has 4 days to say whether he wants to appear before the grand jury. Now, let me tell you something about that. The target letter tells the individual that, A, they're the target of the criminal investigation, in this case on the January 6th insurrection, and B, that they have a right to appear before the grand jury. There's something the prosecutor has overlooked. They can testify. Nobody in his right mind ever does that. If he is innocent, like they have the wrong guy, same name but a different guy, his lawyer calls the prosecutor and they take care of it. There's no way, but what it does mean is that Trump will not be indicted before Friday because they had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week to appear, and of course he's not going to appear. But what it means is that the indictment is very soon. If I had to guess, I would say probably not Friday, although I don't know. I would say it's likely next week or the following week. In response, Jack Smith's letter, Donald Trump lashed out, said that Jack Smith is deranged, that Jack Smith is a bad guy. you know, he's been doing this threatening Jack Smith ever since November when Jack Smith was appointed special prosecutor. The Department of Justice has had to spend $2 million so far in security for Jack Smith because of the threats by Donald Trump that ginned up a lot of his most fervent supporters. $2 million. Jack Smith has a lot of guts. He's had some of the toughest prosecutions for the Justice Department in his career. He's the right guy for this. And I got to tell you something. In the past, everybody had moaned and groaned on the show, calling in and going, well, why isn't Garland doing anything? Why isn't Jack Smith doing anything? Jack Smith has only been at this since November. He's only been at, 8 months? I mean, yes, Garland could have appointed him a year earlier. I agree. But it's getting done. And we'll go to the lines in a second to talk about this. But there was a companion event that happened just about an hour ago. So it's breaking here, in the Mar-a-Lago case, Eileen Mercedes Cannon, remember? The woman from Colombia, first generation, right-wing, authoritarian, Federalist Society on her knees before El Gordo, remember her? Trump had brought a, this is a pretrial conference. Trump had a status conference. Trump had brought a motion, which she heard argued, that his trial be delayed beyond, this is the Mar-a-Lago document trial, not the Jack Smith about to be indictment trial in Washington. But in Mar-a-Lago, Trump had brought a motion that the trial be put off till after the presidential election of 2024, because he said, I'm going to be the nominee, and it would just be plain wrong for me to even think about this and take up my valuable time. BS, BS, BS. She took it under advisement. That's not unusual. But you can tell how I think that she is going to come down in Trump's favor for the following reason. Apparently, the people who are at the hearing, obviously, I was not the hearing. It was down there in Florida, and it happened an hour ago. But the people that were there say that she seemed, quote, concerned, end quote. In other words, how can she help El Gordo? By how complex it would be. All these documents. What do you mean how complex it would be? He should be treated like anyone else. So I think that the genius, the magic of what Jack Smith did with this target letter, and remember, in a criminal prosecution, you have a target, you have a subject, and then you just have witnesses. So if you get a subpoena in front of a grand jury, and you didn't do anything wrong, you shouldn't worry about it. You go and you testify. You can be a subject investigator. There can be several subjects. In other words, we're kind of looking at you. The target means bullseye. If you ever play darts, right in the bullseye. So Jack Smith has Trump, and this will be filed very likely in Washington, D.C., certainly not in Florida before the woman on her knees before El Gordo. And it's going to be an absolutely fascinating contrast to what she does, because she's going to slow roll it, trying to help Trump, because he's guilty of sin. I mean, if he were innocent, and are you kidding me? There was a search warrant and he was hiding this stuff. He'd want to be exonerated right away. He's guilty of sin. And you're going to have Jack Smith with a judge who is not on his or her knees before El Gordo in Washington, contrasting with what the kind of stuff they pulled down there. A lot going on. We're going to the lines. Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Bob?
Yeah. I was thinking about that delay myself, the Merrick Garland in the first year that they did not do much. You got to go back to Turtle. You know, he kept the power in the Senate 2 weeks after January 5th had swung the balance. So he kept the power of the Senate when it should have gone to the Democrats, when the impeachment trial occurred. And they delayed the appointment of Merrick Garland, which in normal years, they try to rush the big guys, you know, to be there the first day or something. 50 days, Merrick Garland was held up in an appointment. And meanwhile, you've got all the Trump appointees running the show. I mean, you haven't had a chance to reshuffle the deck because you haven't gotten your guy in there, Merrick Garland. So no wonder there was that awesome delay in getting to the case and getting to the Jack Smith and so forth.
Yeah, Bob, thanks for calling in. Let me tell you my impression. The way it works is that Joe Biden was sworn in January 20th. Starting noon, January 20, 2021, starting noon, he's the president. That's why Trump commandeered Air Force One to fly himself to Florida that morning, because he was still president, believe it or not, even though he'd lost back in November. But he stopped being president at 12:01, and he knew that he couldn't use Air Force One. Now, Moscow Mitch did suck around and hang around. Remember, he rammed through Amy Comey Barrett and all that kind of stuff. What happens in the impeachment trial, you're right, they scheduled it for later, for after January 20, because, you know, there's a scheduling thing. And then, remember, in an impeachment, he was impeached in the House. He was impeached under Nancy Pelosi. But it takes 2/3, 67 senators to convict. And 7 or 8 senators who are Republicans did come over. So there are about 58 or 9 senators. I think one of them may have not cast a vote, but said he would, who voted to convict him. In other words, almost 60% of the Senate thought he was a crook. But it requires 2/3. And there were 7 more. You know, you're not going to get the Ron Johnson, who loves Putin and doesn't like the CIA and the FBI and those kinds of sorts. Not going to get them. And that's really what happened. So when it came around, there was a trial in the Senate, and all of the Democrats, and I think it was 8 maybe, Republicans went along, and not just Mitt Romney. On the first impeachment, he was the only one that voted to convict in the Senate. But here's my take on it, though, Bob. Okay. So then Merrick Garland is put up. Joe Biden couldn't nominate him till he was president, right? I mean, you know, he couldn't nominate. He was president at 12:01 p.m. on January 20, 2021. So Joe Biden nominates Merrick Garland. It wasn't like that afternoon. And then a confirmation hearing has to be scheduled. And people can weigh in. Now, Moscow Mitch had waived the filibuster rule when he ran the Senate a few years ago for Supreme Court justices and cabinet appointments, because he knew that the Democrats would filibuster anything Trump did. Well, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. So therefore, it was waived for Merrick Garland, but they could hold it up, and they did, and it wasn't immediate. But let's say Merrick Garland was confirmed, what, that spring. Well, we're going to get back after the break. A lot more to talk about this. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
For a long time, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 59. South winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms, highs around 82. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 64. Upper 70s Thursday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning warmer Friday with highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 74.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Want to finish up what we're talking about with Bob of Madison. Yes, Merrick Garland couldn't be nominated until after Joe Biden became president at 12:01 p.m. on January 20, 2021. And he was finally confirmed and took office that spring, right? However, he waited about 18 months before he designated Jack Smith to be the special prosecutor. I personally think that he was very hesitant to do it, that the specter of the prosecution of the guy the incumbent president had beaten in the last election is not an attractive thing. That kind of thing usually happens for crooked reasons in Africa, Asia, South America, that kind of thing. Doesn't happen here for crooked reasons, but it has also happened in democracies who are our allies. It's happened in France, it's happened in Israel. And the fact is that a functioning democracy, if you have a president, prime minister, whatever it is, head of government, who has broken the law, they should be prosecuted. Now, before I go on to the next topic, I do not want anyone to think that the Democrats, me in particular, anybody else, is exulting over this. This is not a good thing. It'd be far better if the Republicans had a president like Mitt Romney. He got beaten. He's running again. Okay. You can talk issues, but this guy is a clear and present danger to our democracy, and that's why he's got to be prosecuted. And I'll tell you what, there's some extra information on that. John Kelly, 4-star Marine general and the former chief of staff to Trump, warned the other day that, quote, if Trump gets back in the White House, government will be thrown into chaos, because he plans to expand presidential powers to an unbelievable degree. Let me give you some examples. And there's an article in the New York Times that outlines some of them, but Kelly, 4-star Marine general, Trump's chief of staff, this is important what he said. First of all, Trump is planning, if he gets in the White House, to ignore Congress. If Congress appropriates money and he doesn't like it, he won't permit it to be spent. Now, there's a question whether legally he can do that. I don't think he can. But if it means, for instance, like hard infrastructure, he said, no, we're not going to have any bridges in any state that didn't vote for me. He would fire agency heads, all of them, and put in loyalists. John Kelly described it as a, quote, nonstop gunfight with Congress and the courts. Well, here is how it was outlined. Here is how it was outlined in the New York Times article. It's important how he did it. First of all, they are going to, if he gets in, they are going to centralize more power in the White House. One, two, increase presidential power over the whole government. No independence from any political agency. Three, get rid of the nonpartisan civil service. Control all appointments. Four, purge everybody from the State Department, the Department of Justice, and the Defense Department who is not a Trump loyalist. I've already talked about impounding funds. One of his main running dogs, Russell Vought, you may remember, he was the head of Office of Management and Budget, OMB. He's a Trump fanatic, said, quote, he said this, it was quoted in the Times, we're trying to identify pockets of independence and seize them. Now, you know, you can't be more direct than that. We're trying to ID pockets of independence and seize them. This will be a president who can't be checked by Congress or the courts. And the icing on the cake, there's a thing called Project 2025. Now we'll go to the lines. 2025 is comprised of 65 right-wing organizations funded by billionaires with lists of personnel and policies for Trump to hire and to put into effect. I've talked about fascism creeping on little cat's feet. This isn't little cat's feet. If this guy gets back in the White House, he will take over. He has six tarantulas on the Supreme Court to back him up. He will take over the government directly and snuff out pockets of independence. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, your first Western Mind at Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. In other words, Russia. But know this, if Trump goes down, which I don't know if he's going to go down for all this, we have a GOP delegation, or whatever you want to call it, that were on board with the insurrection, with everything Trump has done, and they know things, along with a sitting U.S. senator. He was on board with this. They're all in up to their neck, boss, all these guys, Supreme Court justice from the state and everything else. And if Trump goes down for this, he's going to roll on every one of these people if they get to the bottom of the truth, or if they get to the truth. He's going to roll on everybody because he knows a lot. And I think that's why one of the reasons they have to follow this guy come hell or high water, because he'll take it all down, Matt, all of it. So that's my comments today. Thanks.
Yeah, he would squeal on anybody. We're going to go back to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, the little time before the break. Jean, what's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Thank you so much. Great show. I was just watching something that really gives me a lot of hope. Just before you came on the air, so I had to listen to the end of it. But the Congressional Democrats announced the reintroduction of the Freedom to Vote Act, and they're all working on it very, very hard because of all of the restrictions that's been put on voting in all of the different states. And so people might want to look it up. It's really intriguing. Call and support them. Say we need to have this done immediately to protect us. Because, you know, Trump never would have gotten as far as he did had the Republicans aided and abetted, let him do whatever he wanted,
right,
even when he
yeah.
had crooked people in his cabinet. So, you know, they're all involved in it, either passively.
Gene, I got to go to a break. I'm going to get back to your comments right after the break. Thanks again for your terrific call. Everybody else stay on the line. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. President Biden meeting with Israeli President Isaac Herzog at the White House the day after he agreed to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this year.
As I affirmed to Prime Minister Netanyahu yesterday, America's commitment to Israel is firm. And it is ironclad.
President Herzog will address a joint meeting of Congress tomorrow. Former President Donald Trump received a letter notifying him that he is a target in Special Counsel Jack Smith's probe into efforts to overturn the 2020 election. This likely means he will be indicted for a third time. The Pentagon believes a U.S. Army private is being detained by North Korea after crossing into North Korea voluntarily during a tour in South Korea. The Army private has been identified as 23-year-old Travis King. More than 70 million people in more than a dozen states are under heat alerts today in the U.S. Phoenix broke its record for the most days in a row above 110 degrees. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. Be on the lookout for phone calls from people claiming to be law enforcement. The Door County Sheriff's Office says they've received complaints about scammers posing as deputies in an effort to extract money from people. There have been similar scams in Winnebago, Brown, and Marinette counties recently. Authorities say they will never demand money over the phone, which includes cryptocurrency. If you receive a call like this, call your local law enforcement non-emergency number right away. Authorities are asking that 23-year-old Jose Archival be charged with first-degree intentional homicide. Archival stabbed another man 7 times at Manitowoc's Deja Vu Tavern on Buffalo Street very early Sunday morning. No formal charges have yet been filed. Manitowoc police performed life-saving measures on the victim until EMTs arrived. The victim was taken to a hospital with very serious injuries. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out, and for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going back to the lines. And it was good to hear from Gene of Eau Claire. It always has a great call in this particular case, cautioning us to be alert to what's happening in the House. Some good news, and it may very well be that they are going to press very hard right now. Some of the legislation, voting rights legislation she described, we have a minority, but there are at least 5 or 6 Republicans who are very vulnerable, especially in New York and California. And it'll put them on the spot. And if they're smart and want to get reelected, they had better go along with getting rid of this fascist bent of the right wing of the Republican Party and with making sure that our voting continues to be fair, open, and isn't being contrived the way the Republicans want it. We're going back to the lines. Northwoods Terry, my friend, thanks for calling. What's for Monday?
Well, that message that he's got about hiring and firing a State Department, et cetera, you know, yeah, that goes into the drain, the swamp that all his rubes will swallow. They will swallow that message. This is what he's got to do. He's got to have all his control to drain the swamp. So that's my take on it, Matt.
Yeah, that's good, right? You know, Terry's that's making a good point. What Trump will do is he'll go, well, first of all, the worst snakes in the swamp are himself and his supporters. But yeah, he'll go around and say, I'm going to drain the swamp. I'm going to find some alligators and pythons and pull them out. What he's going to be doing is pulling out all the career civil servants, all the people who are loyal to the United States, and put in people who will, for instance, pull us out of Ukraine and let the Russians rape and kill everybody in that country, do whatever the Saudi Arabians want, take over Gulf. He's the one pushing that to clean their image from jihad. They routinely come in and murder Americans. Nobody in the Republican Party cares. He's on the take from the Russians. He's on the take from the Saudi Arabians. And he will put in people who will go along with him. You're absolutely right. And it's wrong, quite frankly, if he can't be permitted to get back in. I mean, John Kelly, four-star Marine general, honest as the day is long, said it'll be a gunfight, four-year gunfight, with Congress and the courts. We just simply can't have that. I want to go to another issue, and this is one I think it's important to make sure that our own party, my own party, the Democratic Party, is clean. And that is the question of anti-Semitism in our party and in the Republican Party. In the Republican Party, Marjorie Taylor Greene is a good example. It's there. You know it's there. And it's toxic. However, in our party, in the so-called Progressive Caucus, there was a function. It was a conference called Netroots Nation in Chicago on Saturday. And there were protesters who were protesting a Jewish congresswoman who was on the panel. And Representative Pramila Jayapal, who's the chair of the Progressive Caucus, tried to placate them. And she said that we are fighting to make it clear that Israel is a racist state. That's what she said. There was an uproar, and she tried to walk it back, but she didn't walk it back. She still accused Israel, the leadership, of racism. Let me tell you something. We're not putting up with that in the Democratic Party. We're not. That is racism itself. We are not putting up with anti-Semitism in the Democratic Party. Israel is our ally. We are the country that stood with Israel in 1948 when the modern state was formed. Israel has had successive governments that have done everything in their power to try to live peacefully in that area. There are about 1.5 million Muslims in the world. Many of them are very fine people, but in general, and a lot of the leadership in some of these, Iran's in particular, are dedicated to destroying Israel. We're not going to let that happen. We're not going to let that happen. I didn't hear Pramila Jayapal say that Iran is a racist state, which it is. You know, you have Ilhan Omar, who also has shot her mouth off with anti-Semitic statements on a number of occasions. And yet, when the House, bipartisan, about 300 and I forget how many votes, voted to condemn Turkey for its attacks on the Kurds. Its attacks on the Kurds. There are 60 some odd votes that oppose that resolution. All but one was a right-wing Republican, but the one Democrat was Ilhan Omar. The fact is that Pramila Jayapal was born in India, Muslim parents, and then lived in Indonesia, came to this country, and I have never heard anything out of Pramila Jayapal or Ilhan Omar about the United States that's good. The United States is racist, they say, it's a bad country and all this. They just happen to like living here because they'd be killed where they came from. I'm tired of it, and I have got a message for the Progressive Caucus. First of all, there shouldn't be a Progressive Caucus. We're a Democratic Party. There should be one political caucus in the Democratic Party. That's the Democratic Caucus. But if you're going to have a Progressive Caucus, stop trying to primary other Democrats, which you're doing, and get rid of the anti-Semites. That's a very, very blunt message. Very, very blunt message. And a lot of these clowns who are anti-Semitic in the Progressive Caucus are going to boycott a speech to Congress by President Isaac Herzog tomorrow. He's the head of state, not the head of government. You got to understand something. In the United States, we have the president who's head of state and government. We have no king. So if we had a king, it'd be him, and also the prime minister, him. That's it. In merry old England, they divide it. The head of state is this guy, Rishi Sunak, prime minister, and the head of government. And the head of state, of course, is King Charles III. Well, Israel has something similar. They have Benjamin Netanyahu as prime minister, and you may not like him. You may disagree with some of his policies. That's fine. But the head of state is a guy named Isaac Herzog. He's a very gentle, good guy, and these clowns are going to boycott him. So I've got a message. I want the anti-Semitism cleaned out of the Republican Party, starting with Marjorie Taylor Greene. I can't believe that there isn't somebody in Georgia with something on the ball who can't run against her in a primary if she has a gerrymandered district. But I also want to get it out of the Democratic Party. And it's rearing its ugly head in the Progressive Caucus. Not everybody in the Progressive Caucus is that way. I understand that. I know there's some very fine people. But some of them are. And my message is get the hell out of Congress and certainly get the hell out of the Democratic Party. We're going to the lines. Todd or Billy, my friend, from Madison. Thanks for calling us your mind today, Todd or Billy.
Well, hey, Matt, and I'm not sure if I have anything to add after hearing what you've just said after I dialed the phone. But, you know, I think I just wanted to point out that, Benjamin Netanyahu doesn't seem like anybody worth supporting to me or any American, it seems to me. And also, you know, though I don't know that I would want to make a blanket statement about America being a racist country, it's also pretty hard to argue with. I mean, in terms of how our country was founded, its history, what happens in our country currently. So I just, I'm not sure that I really agree that you're able to, you know, cast these aspersions against the Progressive Caucus or certain members of the Progressive Caucus. I'm not convinced, Matt.
Okay, Todd or Billy, but let me just say a couple of things. The United States is the best, the freest country that ever lived. Our Constitution and our values are free. They're generous, and everybody wants to come here. All these clowns come here from countries like Somalia or India or Indonesia. They immediately jump on and say, we're bad. I'm tired of it. We're good. Where they came from is bad. Their cultures, that's why they came here. I've never heard Pramila Jayapal or Ilhan Omar criticize Iran. They murder people. You know, these girls that they take in the street because they're not wearing the hijab, they rape them and beat them to death. They're Kurdish girls. It's racial. Do you understand that, Pramila Jayapal and Ilhan Omar? It is racial. The Turks genocided the Armenians 100 years ago. They killed 2 million of them. The Armenians were Christians. Do I ever hear you saying that? No. Ilhan Omar votes for the Turks. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of people coming from foreign countries to this country and trashing the United States, period, end of story. Obviously, Western civilization, go back to the founding of our government, there was slavery. There were terrible things. That's exactly right. Well, there's still slavery in a lot of these other countries that are coming and shooting their mouths off. They don't belong in Congress. I'm talking now as Matt Flynn directed. I'm talking as a former two-term chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and we are going to keep the Democratic Party allied with Israel, and a lot of right-thinking people in the Republican Party are doing the same. And we're going to stand up to people that attack us, and that's the size of it. Andrew of Detroit, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Andrew of Detroit?
Hey, Matt, I agree with you 99% of the time, but your last statement, oh, I can't be more against. With the Progressive Caucus Democrats, I do believe most of what they're saying is not anti-Semitic. It's anti-state of Israel, and I am with them on that. I am against most of what goes on in the government of Israel, not the Jewish people. I have no problem with the Jewish people and most of the countries around the world. I don't have a problem with their people. I don't have a problem with the Russian people. It's the Russian government I have a problem with. You know, all of these terrible, awful countries. It's not the people. It's the government. And I believe that's what the Progressive Caucus is talking about. Not the people, but their leadership. Thanks, Matt.
Andrew, let me be very, very blunt. The Progressive Caucus never criticizes Saudi Arabia, ever. Even for murdering our sailors in Florida, even for 9/11, they never do it. If you ask Ilhan Omar, give her a call at her office, who was behind 9/11, they won't answer. They never criticize Iran. They never criticize jihad. They never criticize the murder of Christians throughout Africa or in Asia. They never do that. They are not against sectarian murder. They are not against racism. They are against the United States. And I got to be damn blunt about that. And the fact of the matter is that everybody, somehow this mindset has cropped up that the United States is what bad? Has it ever occurred to you why everybody's trying to get into the United States? If we're so bad. Go to India. Go back to Somalia. You were trying to get into the United States because you're free. That's why. That's why you're trying to get into the United States. We are united as a party in stopping fascism. We are united as a party in stopping Trump. We are united as a party in making sure that this fascism does not creep on little cats' feet. We don't like the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court. But we don't also do not like people coming into this country from other countries who are anti-Semitic and poisoning our Congress. I don't like that. I don't like it on Republican side with Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I do not like it with Pramila Jayapal and with Ilhan Omar on the other side. There are plenty of other issues. There are economic issues we can agree or disagree with. But I want to lay down a marker from a former chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. We are not putting up with anti-Semitism, racism of any sort, any sectarian bigotry, any other baloney in the Democratic Party. We used to have strong leaders in the Democratic Party. We used to have people who laid it down. You know, that's just the way it was. Now, what do we have? What do we have? We freelance, every nut can come into the party and shoot his mouth off and say they're Democrats? No, we are going to decide who is Democrats. And that is my take on the subject. We're going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 61. Southerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 82. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 64, mainly cloudy. Upper 70s Thursday and Friday with a chance for scattered storms Thursday. Another look at the short range. We should dip down to around 61 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 74.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Don't let me down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, let me tell you what's going on in the House of Representatives with the Republicans. I mentioned a little while ago that Jack Smith doing a great job as special prosecutor. Trump has ginned up death threats against him. The Justice Department, as I said, spent about $2 million already in 8 months, $2 million on security for Jack Smith and I assume his family. 24-hour. It used to be that you had to do that with federal judges and prosecutors who were prosecuting the mafia. Or prosecuting ISIS or something like that. Now it's anybody that is prosecuting anybody in the Republican Party. You've heard of Joyce Vance. Those of you who watch MSNBC and I think on a couple of other stations, she's a former federal prosecutor. She's an analyst on MSNBC from Alabama. She's very, very good. Very, very good. Very fair, kind of very restrained. She now receives death threats because Trump doesn't like what she says on the air about his prosecution. Now, I want to raise an issue. We've raised it a little bit before about violent speech and when it can be prosecuted and the relationship to the First Amendment. One of the emails that she got, a threat, it went like this, quote, "And can I legally tell you to F off," they use the full word, "and die, comma, B word, rhymes with Mitch." Now, is that prosecutable? So far, the Supreme Court has said if they call up and they say, "I am going to kill you," that's prosecutable. If they say, "I hope you die," that's not prosecutable, according to the Supreme Court. Or if they say, "I hope someone kills you," that's a gray area. If they say, "I don't approve of it, but I can see why someone would kill you," that's not prosecutable. Now, I have a slightly different idea. I'm a First Amendment, almost an absolutist. And I agree with not prosecuting people for words normally. But when you have a pervasive field of hate coming in because Donald Trump and a few of his running dogs are ginning up death threats, at some point, I mean, they can trace these things. They can trace who's saying this stuff. At some point, I think what you can prosecute is a conspiracy. If you conspire to gin up a hate universe, to interfere with public employees' performances, then you've got to protect them. So far, we've protected them by spending $2 million on Jack Smith. Joyce Vance needs security so far. But I think it's time that we did a little more than that. And I'll tell you something else. We'll go to the lines in a second. I see you. Now, the McCarthy is stepping on the gas. House Republicans are about to debate whether to impeach Merrick Garland. And several congressmen are saying they want to defund the special prosecutor. There is a rule that the House passed some time ago where they can single out a defunding. It requires a majority. It's not clear whether the Senate has to go along. Of course, it would not go along. But they're doubling down. They're doubling down on protecting Trump. But remember one final thing before I go to the lines. 119 of the Republicans in the House right now voted to overturn the 2020 election. They voted not to certify Joe Biden, 119 of them. There were 148 of them who actually did it, but some of them are no longer in the House. Almost all of the leadership voted to overturn the 2020 election. And now they're talking, they were about to file articles of impeachment on Biden. And remember that Lauren Boebert actually filed a resolution that would have required a vote, and McCarthy jawboned her down. These people in the Republican Party in the House of Representatives are unrepentant. They are anti-democracy. They want to overturn the 2020 election, in this case, by reelecting Trump, so that what he can do is go through the government and snuff out all pockets of independence, end quote. Go to the lines. David of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, David?
Well, hi, Matt. Love your show. Been listening to it for quite a while. Yeah, I really appreciate you calling out anti-Semitism on behalf of, Ilhan Omar and some of the other people in the squad, but especially her, because, you know, she made several comments that could be construed as anti-Semitic. One definitely was, and that was saying that anyone who supports Israel really has a dual loyalty, and that was clearly anti-Semitic. It has thousands of years of history. Israel's a progressive state. It's got national health care. I could go on. It's a vibrant democracy. You can see because of the protests there that are protesting any changes to it. And so I just want to say I really appreciate you calling anti-Semitism out. Very grateful.
Appreciate it, David. And I agree with you 100% what you just said. Let me tell you something. I forget the percentage. I think it's something like 20% of Israel are, in fact, Arabs. I mean, they're not Jewish, and they love being in Israel. If they were in any other country over there, they would do their best to get into the United States. So give me a break, number one. Number two, Israel is a liberal democracy. It's a democracy. It's very similar to our values and our political system. It's actually, in the formation of the government, similar to the British, the English system, because they have a head of state and a head of government separate. We have the same, but we're kind of unusual. The fact of the matter is they're a strong ally. We have other allies over there. Jordan's a very, very good ally, very, very fine ally. And we are increasingly under the Abraham Accords. I don't tout virtually anything that Trump did, but I will say the Abraham Accords were a very, very substantial accomplishment. And I personally think, and I think Joe Biden agrees, that we've got to press other Muslim governments more than we have on joining the Abraham Accords. What are the Abraham Accords? The reason Abraham is looked up to in the three monotheistic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And so everybody likes Abraham. I like Abraham. You like Abraham. I like Abraham Lincoln, for that matter. But the fact of the matter is that they named them the Abraham Accords, which just said, recognize the government of Israel. They'll recognize you. Israel would like it. We would like it. Bahrain has done it. The United Arab Emirates has done it. I believe that Sudan has done it. Morocco's done it. And so let's have it spread. Trade with one another, for God's sake. Exchange artists. Exchange ideas. Humanize everybody instead of this having to be so damn confrontational. It's not Israel's fault. Believe me, it's not Israel's fault. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm